Joining me now is Coach J.C. Holloway. And, Coach, before we look at tonight's matchup, here we take a look back at the game last Tuesday in which the Holcomb Longhorns were in town. Not ranked, but I'm thinking they probably should have been. This is a very, very good Holcomb team. The Longhorns moved to 11-3 with a victory over Garden City, 70-59. You look at this thing, and we had a one-point lead at the end of quarter number one. But, boy, I'll tell you what, quarter number two really did us in. We were outscored 17-4. Their inside play was fluid. It had finesse to it, but also had power. And then they had the outside play with the guards. Even though LaSalle did not score in the first half, he scored all of his 17 points in the second half. Does a great job of running that show for the Longhorns.
No, yeah, I really liked the way he played, the other night. But I've liked the way I've seen him play all season. He does a good job of leading the team. He's a point guard that understands what Coach Novak wants, and he goes out there and he gets everybody to do what he wants them to do, and he gets them organized. He gets them into offense, and he does a good job defensively. He probably doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. He does a great job defensively.
Well, I thought so too as well, and just a really almost like a coach on the floor in that respect and getting people in the proper position. I think he knows everybody else's position along with his extremely well and does that job, and he ended up with 17 points. Matter of fact, ended up with 5 rebounds as well. But they had 3 guys in double figures. Of course, they got 17 out of Ramsey and 12 out of Richmeyer, and he hit some big threes there in that first half. But we just didn't get really untracked. We didn't get any points out of Austin Terpstra, fouled out of the ball game. Also, Hunter Delgado kind of struggled a little bit from the field, 10 points from him. But Bo Banner had an outstanding night, 26 points, and really split it up very, very well. Only 9 in the first half, but comes up there with 17 in the second. Rebounded well, too, as well. Almost a double-double for him. But he really led the team that night, and a good job by Bo Banner.
A great job by Bo. He had to step up. He was about the lone guy for us out there that was getting something done. He got rebounds. He got stops defensively, and then he went down on the other end and got baskets. And I thought he could have probably been more aggressive at times, but he's still putting up 26 points. That's a good job. And like I said, he had to. We had 3 guys in that second quarter that we were playing without starters: Denton Keller, Tristan Nanigan, and Austin Terpstra. The last two are actually our leading scorers, and so without them, we were trying to find some offense, and we were having trouble finding it.
Well, we certainly did. We've alluded to a lot of things here about that ball game and the fact that Holcomb is very good with a lot of good players. Overall feeling about that and the matchup between the two?
Like I've said before, I think they're a very solid team. That's why I have no problems playing them, because our kids are going to get better having played them. I think we learned some things. They took advantage of some weaknesses, and now it's some things that we've went back on the practice floor and tried to get better at. Maybe we've got away with some things that we just weren't able to get away with them. And that's what we're going to learn from it and get back out there. And the kids have the right frame of mind to get back to work and continue to get better.
Well, exactly, and maybe much better down the stretch of this season, as you're now at 10-5 after that loss. You take on a Guymon, Oklahoma team tonight. Well, they're having their struggles too as well. They're 6-12 on the season. They're in a freelance team down there with not any league affiliation, but they've got some players. They've got some guys that score. They've only got one guy in double digits. That's Moncato. A couple of the guys very close with Portillo, along with Kane and Vega at 7. But nobody really rebounding very well, and only a couple of 6'3 players, one 6'4 player that may not see the floor a lot. So their post player is going to be 6'3. We should certainly have the size advantage here on the inside.
Well, I think so, but we got exploited against Holcomb on the rebounds, and we got to do a better job. We talked about it in practice. We started emphasizing some things of how to get better rebounding with some drills. And our guys just have to go out there and have the right frame of mind. I think five rebounds in the first half is all mindset.
It is. Rebounding and defense is all about that. It's effort and attitude. It just, you know, as you refer to the Holcomb game, that the big guys in the middle there really get themselves in position to rebound and block out extremely well. I thought that LaSalle, mentioning him again, and not that big a guy, but boy, I tell you what, the speed that he has with moving up and down the floor with their offense was great. But we'll see how this shakes out here tonight. How's practice been during these last couple of days?
Well, we've had to refocus. I feel like some of our guys are starting to have some, mid-season drawback here and lull, and we got to take care of that. And we, you know, I felt like we did Wednesday and today, and we need to get back out and play. You know, especially after that loss, I think they're itching to go out and play, and you could see it in practice. We got after it. We were very competitive with our JV group, and they struggled the other night. Only their second loss of the season. So they came back, you know, with a little chip on their shoulder of wanting to prove that they're a better team, and so they came out and really got after us on the practice floor as well.